We're at the end of Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. What?
The secret by the wedding was very good.
Okay, so we'll just jump into the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to see through the Mishnah Berurah's Bir Halacha, there are three opinions how to light the menorah. Says the Mechaber, Yatchil lahadlik b'leil rishon b'ner hayoyzer yamini. Okay, the first night, you put in one candle. That candle you put all the way to the right, and that's the candle that you light. Okay, that's not such a chiddush. Uvelel sheni, the second night, kishen yosef ner echot samuchlo, you add a second candle. So now, on the far right of my menorah, I have two candles. Yatzav yivarech al hanosav, I'm going to make the bracha on the new one. Shehu Yoser Smali, which is the one that's to the left. There's two. So one on the left, one on the right. So the one that's on the left. Kedei lahaf nos liyamin. We have a rule. Kol pinoi shetapoina eno ela liyamin. As the Mishnah points out, sifkot min yud. So therefore, I'm going to light from left to right. On the third night, when you add a candle, some of the neiros are shown. I have three candles set up on the right side of the menorah. I light the one that's most to the left, and then I go yamina. You make a right turn. Yatzchil banosav. You start with the additional candle each night. Each night, ubo yatzchil habracha, and that on that candle you're making the two brachos. And then you light them, the new ones, from left to right. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you're always going to make the bracha on the new candle of the new night. Each day is another day that the Pach HaShemen lasted and is more miracle. So making the bracha on the additional miracle and then going from left to right. That is the opinion of the Mechaber, and that's how most people like him.
It's
better to start with the Ner HaNosaf, with the new candle. Why? So it's really two reasons, but right, the Mechaber himself told us, the new candle represents a new day of miracle. Okay, but there's another cheshbon. That you can go yamina from left to right. Okay, he brings down two reasons. Now that's great if you're lighting in the window, but what if I'm lighting by the doorway? I'm lighting by the doorway. Okay? Let's say coming out of my door. When I'm coming out of my door, on the left side of the door is the mezuzah, right? It's on the right side coming in. So on the left is on the left side going out. And the Neros Chanukah on the right side going out. Now, if I put the Chanukiah perpendicular to the doorway, so if I'm lighting the leftmost, and it's outside the door, I'm lighting the leftmost candle, the new nace, going left to right. So I have two milas, but I have a chisara, because it's supposed to be by Tefach HaSamach LePesach, and the new candle is not Tefach HaSamach LePesach. I'm only getting to Tefach HaSamach LePesach when I get to the last one, or second to last one. So I'm giving up the Tefach HaSamach LePesach for lighting the new candle, which represents the new nace, and to be able to go right, as Chazal tells us to do. Okay, we can see that right now. Mishrusif katan tes. Ve'ein chilek bein sheminiach mimin ha-pesach, bein sheminiach mismol ha-pesach, tamid yatzil ha-brocha b'ner ha-nosah. Now, if for whatever reason you don't have a mezuzah on your doorpost, whatever halachic reason, then you would be lighting on the right side going in. The only reason we light on the left side going in is so we should be surrounded by mitzvahs. Mezuzah on the right, menorah on the left. But if I don't have a mezuzah on the right, then the nearest would be on the right. Okay, it doesn't matter where it is. According to the Mechaber, you're always lighting the new candle, and you're always going left to right. Okay, now here's the second shita, which is the marshal and the grub. This is what brought down in the book that they gave out at the Chasana. I looked this up from Rosh Terbach. It was the Nin Venecha, the Rabbeinu Hagra. That's how he signs the svara. So here's the Mishnah. V'yesh omen demunach b'yamin ha-Pesach. If I'm lighting on the right side of the Pesach going out, hazai tzorach l'atzotami b'ner ha-yamini shesamach l'Pesach v'holeich m'yamin l'smol. So I want to start with the first candle, which is a tefach al samach l'Pesach, and now I'm going to be going from right to left. Okay, then he goes on to say, Uda avi kmar avin. Either one of these opinions, you could do like the Mechaber, you could do like the Gra. Either way, you have on whom to rely. We don't have a clear psak. Then he says, if you could somehow umatov v'nochem yochel esad kulam b'tzorach al pesach. If you could put the whole, you know, all the neros in the middle of the Pesach, which nowadays is very complicated because you can't get in and out and you're making it extremely dangerous, so it's not recommended. But if you have a gigantic doorway and you could pull that off somehow, so then you're always going to be, they're all Tefach HaSamach HaPesach, then you don't have that Chisaron when you would be following Shitas HaMachav. Tatsi the Sharatzi and Ois Yudalit, Marshal, Mechere Gankin Das Agro, Shucholik Machakas Mashachon HaShivarach Ala Nosaf. First of all, he disagrees. You don't make a bracha on the new candle that represents the new nace. Why not? This is very hard to understand, but listen to what he says. The new candle that represents the hidden mitzvah. The yaniach ikra mitzvah yivarach al harishos. How can you leave the first candle, which is the ikra mitzvah, neri shabezo, and start with the ner hanosaf, which is the mahadrin? How can you do the Mahajan before the Iker Mitzvah? That's question number one. That's a very difficult question. As Dirshu points out, footnote 18 from the Aruch HaShulchan. Because whichever candle you're lighting first, so that, although that's not how the Mechaber phrases it. He's a Kosovo Aruch HaShulchan. Chol yom v'yom ha-ner ha-rishon shemadeku Iker HaMitzvah. The first one you like is the Iker HaMitzvah. It doesn't matter if it's on the right or on the left. The first one that you like by definition is the Iker HaMitzvah, and the rest is Tosefta. Now, the Mechaber doesn't really understand like that, because he says you're lighting the new candle that represents the new nace.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't sound like the Iker HaMitzvah. But it's in that book that they gave out at the Chasam, also in the footnote, he brings it as a very shtark akasha, like the first one you like, that's the Iker HaMitzvah. Although, again, the Mechaber clearly is saying, seems to clearly say not like that. That's how I understand the Mechaber. Okay. So good, there's a nice Indian to go from left to right. When you have a choice, right to left, go left to right, go left to right. But for that, you're going to give up the din of starting with lighting by Tefach HaSamach HaPesach. That doesn't sound right. Ela Iker Sheyetz Rebbeinu HaSamach HaPesach. You should start with the Tefach HaSamach HaPesach B'Yimadik B'Yimin HaPesach B'Smok. B'Yivarach Kol Halel HaSolov. So here, the most important thing is the Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach. You're going to light the first candle because that's the Iker Mitzvah, and you're going to go from right to left. Okay, now there's a third Shita. We have the Mechaber, who always says, you light the new candle, and you go left to right. We have the Gra, who says, the Iker is Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach, and in this book that we saw, and it sounds like the Iker is, well, I don't know, because he has two Cheshbonos. One is the Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach, so that's only Shayach if you're lighting in the Pesach. If you're lighting in the window, it's not Shayach. But in the book, he wanted to say that the Gra would agree. If you're lighting in the window, you go from left to right. Even though here he's saying you start with the Iker Mitzvah. So they'll just say, okay, the Gra will hold it. The first one that you light is the Iker Mitzvah, and then you don't have to give up on going from left to right. Then there's a Taz. Look at the Bir Halacha. You don't have to get the Hafsos. You mean, I am a Shabur. But that's a Lushva Taz. The Kavanah says, Gemara, Hefak Mizeh, the Hayu Sheneilech Miyamin L'Smol. What does it mean you always go right? That doesn't mean you start lighting left and light from left to right. It means you always go right and you start with the right. And you go from right to left. You're starting at the right. That's what it means. Kol pinah b'ol elohim means. Little fees that pass like a taz, but often the diner hecha shish mezuzah shetzol sar mismol hakdisa. Eitzel koi sajim v'tevach zomal pesach. Eitzel b'lai la risha ner eitzel pesach. B'lai la shni tenen ner hanosaf l'tar chalal abayis. Okay, now, I didn't see the peasants, right? But they bring down. They bring down, the taz says, Lashon HaKodesh goes from right to left. Right? That's a right to left. The other one say, yeah, but when you're writing a Sefer Torah, each letter has to be written dafka from left to right. Even though the letters and the words go right to left. Okay, add it up. And all at the bottom of this Bir Halacha, Nimtza Shishon Gimel Shito, Da'as HaMechaber, V'da'as Ma'ashal Ba'agro, V'da'as HaTaz. V'kol Echa Yasek Minhago, we have three valid ways of doing it, three Minhago. I think most people follow Shulchan Aruch. I light by my front door, so I always light from the first one, which is never, I go right to left. But I tell my kids to do it the other way, when they're lighting, my kids light in the window, or light in the house, wherever they light. But I light by the Pesach, so I do like to do it. So v'da'as hatad v'kolcha yasek min hago v'avshem b'chay yad mulinitz kikim shittas ha'shulchan aruch v'shittas ma'ashal. So v'chay yad mulinitz bring down the taz at all v'kabakum ein dut chos gam ki shittas ha'taz achar yishapim v'gadim v'derech ha'chaim hitikuhu la'halacha v'kabakum v'derech ha'chaim like the taz v'ein haf gimin v'chol zeh v'etzam ha'mitzvah v'chol gam v'yotze l'kul yama v'ak l'inyin l'chadchil v'ezim ha'kum l'chol yotze l'chadchil l'hadlik mimenu. So b'di'evid yotze with any of these. No one's going to say, neither shita saying the other one's not yotze. And therefore, it's all a shaila of a lechatchila and hither, and everyone should do kinyan haga. Mishmar sifkata yud aleph v'chem chalayla. So basically, it says you're lighting from left to right. You're explaining the mechaber. Second to last, Hakol Yadav B'nei HaNosaf. He lighted the new candle and then going lighting from left to right. Back up on both sides, you mean? And the Chosay Yachik Es Atzal Letzad Small Be'ez HaHadlaka. Oh, so this we have Eimavir and Alimitzis. So we don't want to pass by. So if you're lighting the one all the way to the left, then you should be standing to the left, so that the first candle that you bump into is the first one you're going to be lighting. Otherwise, if you're standing on the right, you're passing over to go light left to right. That's not appropriate. We have this by the challah. Mechaber says Friday night, you cut the bottom challah, not the top challah. You cut the bottom challah. The problem is that the top challah is closer to you. So I mean, it's a Kabbalistic thing. It's al pisod, the Kabbalah. You light the bottom challah. You don't light the challah. You cut the bottom challah. So you have to pass by definition, the upper challah is closer to you. So it says, so the recommendation is have the bottom challah sticking out closer towards you than the top challah. So even though the top one is top, but the bottom one is sticking out, so then you don't have to ma'avir al mitzvahs. You have this with the tefillin shayad, you should come into the shayad before the shalrosh, so you don't have to ma'avir al mitzvahs, come into the talus before the tefillin, so you put on the talus first. Okay, so same thing over here. So you first bump into the leftmost candle, so you can light from left to right. No, no, let's put it this way. I have no Okay, that is Tav Reish Ayin Vav.
Is that also why my oldest can